your songbooks and open them back to page 231. 231. Sometimes it's so easy just to sing the words of these songs and really not think about what we're singing. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. What a spiritual blessing that is. Paul reminds the Ephesian brethren in Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to trust in Jesus? Well, it means that we've got to know something about God the Father. We've got to know something about God, His Son. And we've got to know something about God, the Holy Spirit. And how the three work together to bring about God's redemptive plan. You see, the world doesn't know anything about that, folks. It's only those of us that are in the body, in the kingdom, that can sing the song, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, because we know what sweetness it really is. We know the depth and the heart of what was required to be able to trust in His Son. In the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the Hebrew writer is writing to New Testament Christians, basically begging and pleading for them not to turn their backs on the cross and go back into Judaism. And the Hebrew writer, whoever he might be, quotes from the 40th Psalm of David. And David is speaking, but in that psalm, I'm convinced that God's Son speaks and lets us know that hundreds of years before He would be born of a virgin, before He would die on the cross, before He would be raised from the dead, He's saying, I'm going to do my Father's will. And I know that if redemption is going to be a reality, I'm going to have to leave heaven. And I'm going to have to take upon myself the form of a servant, be made in the likeness of man, and die on the cross of Calvary. Notice, if you will, in the first stanza of this song, it says, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word.' When we open the first chapter and begin to read the first few verses of John, John is a book that really lays out the last few days of the Son of God's life on this earth. And he begins that gospel by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In that case, the Word is talking about God's Son, this man Jesus, who had to have a fleshly body from the seed of David for this prophetic event to become a reality, for us to be able to trust in Jesus. That had to come, that had to happen. And it had to happen just when God thought it right to happen. Now later on, in the end of John, Jesus is talking to these disciples, and he's telling them, I've got to go. it's time for me to die on the cross. But I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's going to guide you and tell you what to do and what to say. I wish that we could get that point across. 'Tis so sweet to take Him at His word. You see, the Word left behind His word to teach us about His redemptive plan. And it was through the influence of the Holy Spirit that guided these apostles, spoke to them, instructed them, taught them what to write down, so that you and I today could know about the mind of God, the character of God, the justice of God, the mercy of God, and we can take Him at His word. Now, Peter stood up in Acts, the second chapter. And the crowd that was there were, well, they were really having some problems, because there were some things happening that just doesn't happen in every gathering. And in chapter 2 and in verse 14, Peter says, these folks are not drunk. He's doing exactly what the Lord said, what the Holy Spirit said would happen. And Peter goes on and speaks words to an audience of people that would stop him and say, men and brethren, what shall we do? Notice it wasn't some strange, miraculous event that overwhelmed these 3,000 people. It was the Word of God that overwhelmed them. And they stopped Peter and said, what do we need to do, Peter? Peter said, you need to repent. You need to be baptized. It's sad to see so many people today that think they're led by some strange, mysterious feeling that comes over them. This is a beautiful song. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and take Him at His word, to rest upon His promises, to know that He's going to do what He said. The sixth chapter of Romans, beginning in verses 1, going through the first six or eight verses of Romans 6, such a beautiful section of Scripture. Notice the second stanza. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing blood. Paul begins the sixth chapter of Romans by saying, are you folks just going to continue to live in sin? God forbid. And he goes on and tells them what they've accomplished by their faith in the Word of God. He said, you died. What you died to? Died to sin. Went down into that watery grave and contacted the cleansing blood by faith in the Son of God. Isn't it sad that the religious world today would throw what Paul said straight out the window because it does not fit their religious theology? They would not acknowledge you've got to die to sin, got to be buried with your Lord in baptism to be in a right relationship with God. Oh no, it doesn't have anything to do with it. That's what they'll tell you. But we trust in a different Jesus. We by faith trust His cleansing blood, knowing, as the third chapter says, just from sin and self to sins. simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Four stanza, I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, I know that Thou art with me and will be with me to the end. That's a wonderful way to pillow our heads at night and know that no matter what comes our way, as horrible and as mean, as cruel as this whole world is, we got hope that the world knows nothing about. And we're reminded when we open the songbook and we begin to sing song after song after song and listen to all the rich words that somebody wrote many years ago. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Take Him at His word in simple faith. There are those in the audience this evening that need some prayer.